Good evening. This is Shubhrachi Bhattacharjee with Regional News. Donipolo Day is being observed in the state today. In this connection, Chief Minister Pema Khandu and Deputy Chief Minister Chonamin have greeted the people of the state. Also, CM Khandu inaugurated the newly constructed Donipolo Nedar Namlo, a prayer center at Pachin Colony, Nahalagun on the occasion. Khandu revealed plans for establishment of a university-level institute in the state for promotion, documentation, research and education on indigenous culture, faith and languages of the state in collaboration with the US-based International Center for Cultural Studies. He said, let there be research and documentation of the indigenous faiths and culture at the highest level and produce scholars on indigenous culture and languages. He further emphasized the role indigenous faith and cultural society of Arunachal Pradesh can play in preservation of indigenous culture of the state. Meanwhile, the deputy CM in a social media post urged all to celebrate the day with spirit of unity and devotion today and always. Arunachal Pradesh Governor, Lieutenant General retired K.T. Parnak has extended his warm greetings to the people of the state on the eve of New Year 2025. He wished this new year bring extraordinary progress, abundance of peace, amity, prosperity and enhance all-round development in the state. In his message, the governor said the development of Arunachal Pradesh rests on four key pillars, that is, education, health, infrastructure and tourism. He urged every citizen to support the state government in building a prosperous, self-reliant and harmonious state. He said the state government, guided by the mission to eradicate tuberculosis by 2025, is enhancing healthcare accessibility for a healthier future. He further encouraged all to work together towards the vision of Viksit Bharat 2047, ensuring sustainable growth for all. Chief Minister Pema Khandu, in his New Year greetings today, has reaffirmed that the state government as Team Arunachal will work with renewed energy for inclusive and sustainable governance. In a social media post, Khandu said Team Arunachal's mission remains clear to turn every challenge into an opportunity, empowering the people, encouraging community participation and ensuring no one is left behind. India Space Research Organization ISRO successfully launched the Space Docking Experiment SpaceX mission last night from the Satish Dhawan Space Center in Sriharikota. PSLV C-60 successfully deployed two satellites, SDX-01, the Chaser, and SDX-02, the Target, that will now be directed towards achieving space docking in the next 10 days. In this connection, Chief Minister Pema Khandu and Deputy Chief Minister Chonamin have congratulated ISRO for their achievement. Chief Minister Pema Khandu today urged the people to drive safely on the eve of New Year. In a social media post, CM Khandu stated that as the state's remarkable improvements on the roads is offering smooth rides, he urged all to follow traffic safety norms, drive responsibly and ensure that everyone's celebrations are marked by safety, peace, brotherhood and harmony. Itanagar Municipal Corporation IMC Mayor Tame Phasang called on Chief Minister Pema Khandu at the Civil Secretariat Itanagar on Monday. The meeting focused on strengthening urban development and promoting self-reliance within the municipality. The Chief Minister emphasized on the need for robust infrastructure, innovative solutions and proactive governance to ensure sustainable growth in urban spaces. Meanwhile, highlighting the importance of collaboration between the state government and municipal authorities, the mayor shared the IMC's grievances, drawing attention from the government. Regarding this, the chief minister is sure to resolve all grievances. He also reaffirmed his dedication for the progress and well-being of the people of Itanagar. The Central Board of Direct Taxes has extended the deadline of Vivad Se Vishwas scheme to January 31 next year. It was to end today. The extension allows taxpayers additional time to determine the amount payable as specified in the scheme. In her budget speech in 2024, Indian Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman announced the Vivad Se Vishwas scheme aimed at helping taxpayers resolve disputes with the Income Tax Department. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.